Hupomone is the Greek word. You write it down because I'm going to give you another word in a minute. Hupomone, perseverance, endurance, patience, remaining under, bearing up. I want to quickly, for the sake of making it through this without 100 points, let's contrast this with another word that we're familiar with in this church in our study in 1 Corinthians 13 in the description of spiritual love. The first thing said about love, the first thing said is not love is wonderful, love is sweet, love feels so good, love is so rewarding. The first doggone thing about love is long suffering. When I first taught this, I had fun teaching it because I said, you know, I'm a bachelor and I sure would like to get married and all that, but first thing I don't want to hear about love is that it's long suffering. I don't want to get married and suffer. What kind of deal is that? Remember when we did this years ago, we talked about like we're all gods and goddesses in the Greek pantheon. And so we've got this big mythological urn here, and we can all come up and we can pour in just a little of some ingredient so that when we put this whole thing together, and I made a very bad mistake with a group one night, and I said, we're going to make love. And they took it another way than the way I meant it. We're going to manufacture this thing. So we're going to produce this love now. And the first doggone thing God puts into the earth, long suffering. Well, I'm out. Count me out. I don't think you're going to fall in love to suffer. You think I'm crazy? But let's talk about it. If you're honest, even human love suffers. Mother's love suffers. A wife's love suffers. A husband's love suffers. Now, how long will it suffer? That's it. You're out. One thing. That's all. It's over. Other people. Okay. I'll forgive you one time. But twice, you're out of here. See? How long? Long suffering. Some translations call it patience. Okay, what's the difference in the two words? Because of God, I'd love to have more fun with you, but we've got to move on. Okay. Now, this word. Oh, what is this word? This word, I'm transliterating. Not writing in the Greek for you. Macrothumia. Macrothumia is the Greek. So we know the different words. Hupomone, macrothumia. Two different words. Now, by the way, we won't turn to this, but I have time. I have in my notes that you turn there, but I hope you remember. Galatians 5:22. I won't ask if anybody remember which Greek word is used there. But Galatians 5:22, one of these is a fruit of the Spirit in 5:22. It's macrothumia. Macrothumia, 5:22, fruit of the Holy Spirit. Translated patience there or long suffering. What's the difference in the two words so we can move into this? Because this is crucial to where we are right now in our study in Revelation. Hupomone is a perseverance, an endurance, and it's related to circumstances in your life, events in your life, or the condition under which you live. It's related to events. It's related to circumstances. Macrothumia, this is used in reference to people. This is used in reference to people. You're dealing with people. You want that wonderful quality of spiritual love that it's macrothumia. Why? Because people, even if you love someone, they can get on your nerves. I don't know, these people, so much in love, we never get on each other's nerves. Yeah, right, okay. I don't know if you live together in the same house long enough. They're going to get on your nerves. Sometimes a lot. Macrothumia describes spiritual love. The first thing said about spiritual love is macrothumia. It's long suffering. It's about people. Whereas, hupomone a passage in early word in Revelation 1:9 is to circumstances. And what are we going to be talking about in the tribulation? Circumstances. You're going to be killed, slaughtered, just because you won't accept the Antichrist. Mark of the beast, then circumstances. It's not talking about a physical or an interrelationship with each other. It's talking about events of the world. Therefore, you're going to need supermone. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance. Perseverance.